to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
Where on this fine planet do you live, Kristen Boyle?
I live in New Jersey, so.
Jersey in the house. I'm a New Yorker. We got some East Coast here.
East Coast.
We are number three on the interview list here, Transform HR Day One, live from the Wynn Hotel. I am with Kristen Boyle. She is the VP of Marketing at HireRoad. Tell us a little bit about HireRoad, what you guys do over there, who do you work with?
Yeah, sounds good. So, and I've been here at HireRoad for about 6 weeks, so
Newbie. This
is my crash course into really selling my company. No, so HireRoad.
You should know what you're talking about. You haven't forgotten it yet.
I know, I haven't forgotten. So HireRoad, we have a number of different HR solutions between onboarding, recruitment, ATS technology, LMS, but really our prized possession is People Insight, which is our people analytics product, which in my first 6 weeks is the product I'm most excited about. So,
well, we're going to get into a little bit, but I want to learn a little bit more about you. Mark, you're a marketer by trade. Have you always been a marketer in the HR people tech world, or where do you come from?
That seems to be my sweet spot that I'm leaning on. I have, you know, background at some bigger companies, Nielsen, Indeed, so very much my foray into HR tech. Was at Amazon, and then most previously. I know, they're this small startup, Amazon Advertising.
Is that the vans that always just taking up room on my street?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wasn't the one driving the trucks, but and then most recently I was at PandaLogic or programmatic recruitment. So here I am now, loving the HR tech world.
Good stuff. So I want to dig into analytics here a little bit, which really is the lifeblood of HireRoad, and why it really needs to be more than just viewed as a tool, but why it really truly is a necessity for the core people product at any organization.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I think people analytics is, you know, it's been around, everyone's been talking about it, but I think companies are just starting to realize that it is a necessity, it is a priority, because, you know, most companies out there, if they've got an HR function, they've got various HR technologies, different systems that they're saying, oh, I got all my data, I've got all this great data. But if you can't kind of see that data holistically and understand how they are interdependent and connected and impacting each other, then it's just numbers, right? So I think the people analytics ties all of the data together, and that's when you get the insights and the strategy and the actual impact of your HR programs.
So I'm looking down at my notes here for a moment, and there's something in bold that I have, and it kind of stood out to me. It's time to diagnose your organizational wellness.
Yes.
Kind of thinking of it through the lens of a medical professional,
yes,
you know, as a doctor. I personally, because I'm a recruiter by trade, and I see how companies operate from their people and talent process at a 30,000 foot view, and also at a 0 foot view, and I see the clouds and dirt from that too. And I see a lot of companies are just operating blindly, and they're not seeing the numbers, and they think they're doing things the right way, or they're getting these like signals that are coming from the wrong direction. But when the rubber hits the road and it comes down to the numbers, let's talk a little bit about what kind of tools HireRoad implements and deploys with organizations to really diagnose organizational people wellness.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. I
got
know.
There, though.
You did. I see where we're going. No, so I see people analytics as the doctor, as the Mayo Clinic, if we're going to take this metaphor a step further. The full body scan, right? So you picture your HR programs, and you've got your recruitment data and your retention data and your compensation data and your employee engagement and your L&D. All of these different data sets, and you might see, oh, no one's completing our learning development this year, or oh, our retention numbers are, you know, the turnover rate's getting higher. And you're sort of seeing these in silos, but if you get this sort of full body scan, through Mayo Clinic, you're seeing how it's all connected, and how you can actually diagnose some really serious issues that you might not have uncovered by looking at data in a silo. So, okay, my turnover rate's increasing. Well, when you really tie it together with your HRIS data, maybe you're losing women at your company. And why would that be, right?
So
you're
able to fine-tuning and getting really granular with the data, because I found when you get granular with the data, that's where the big aha moments are. That can make such a massive impact. And it's interesting. So we're generally speaking, and we're not talking about any specific clients here, Kristen, but give us a little case study of where a small uncovered piece of granular data actually turned into a big aha moment.
Yeah, so we have some really great customers, yes, and I will name some names later, but it's obviously pretty protective data to see what you're doing with your HR strategy. But we have, you know, from a talent retention perspective, we have companies who are looking at, you know, their company performance and maybe or employee performance and maybe some nine box distribution data. You're tying that in with employee engagement data. You're tying that in with promotions and career pathing and your internal mobility data. And you're really able to uncover not just who your top performers are. That's great. Okay, we know who our top box of your nine boxes, right? But what are the trends with that data? So we have customers who are able to really measure it out and get proactive to predict succession planning, who's going to stay, and who, where are the risk factors? Who's actually at risk of leaving, and they're in top talent, and we need to grow them, and we need to invest in them. So customers have been able to really connect the dots and create, I think succession planning is a huge, great use case that our customers are kind of getting to with our data to say, again, not just who are the top performers, but how, what are we going to do with them, and what are we seeing?
That's fantastic. And we talk about comprehensive diagnosis and why, what is that point of difference from a product perspective? Listen, you could walk around this conference floor here and you're going to find similar products.
Yeah.
But what makes HireRoad different?
So I think HireRoad, from what I've seen, very impressed with ease of use and implementation. So, you know, aside from the great data and dashboards and visualizations that we can provide, we integrate with any existing technology, which is, again, coming from this space,
right,
that's big, right? That's not no easy
feat. Integration is key.
And up and running in 5 days. So a lot of the other companies you're talking to, it can take months. You have to get your IT team involved. There has to be APIs built and, you know, all of these tech integrations. We can get you with your dashboards customized to your business needs in 5 days, which is insane. And that, and again, working with anybody, because that's the name of the game, is all of the data sets you have, we can integrate them. So.
Well, I think that goes into the next point, which is really an urgency of action. And we all know about process paralysis, especially with large organizations.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've been around the block like you, and I've seen it where you uncover a piece of actionable data.
Yep.
And then it has to go up and down the ladder. It has to get vetted. What right. is this going to cost? What does this mean? But the ability to show an organization how a small impact can make a large difference using the data. Let's talk a little bit about that sense of urgency and how this product that you guys have at HireRoad really brings that to life.
Yeah, I think the urgency is key. And no one is going to deny that people analytics is important and should be a priority. It's getting buy-in from leadership, getting that investment. We had, when People Insight sort of first came about, we were working with KPMG in Canada, and they said, we want to build this in-house, right? And that's the dream, is to build your in-house analytics, build your data warehouse.
Yeah, but that takes forever.
Right, so they're like, we're going to use you as our first step. 7 years later, they're still working with us, right? So it's those kinds of things. We can be a really great first step into people analytics, where companies are like, I want to dip my toe. I want to see some results, demonstrate the value, and get some actionable results and show my leadership, look at the impact, to show that we actually can invest in this, that we should hire a people analytics, you know, headcount in a team, and, you know, some analytics resources. So I think that's where we can kind of demonstrate that ROI of the analytics you're working with very quickly.
Well, let's talk about that ROI there. It really is an investment. And I'll tell you something that really gets my goat. When folks say that HR talent, TA people is not a revenue generator, it's a cost center. And that, like, irks my soul. It's almost as bad when people use the expression culture fit. I despise, I've been well documented on my show and other shows, I despise the expression culture fit.
Yep.
Because fit is almost implying that you want everyone to look, sound the same. And we're not just talking about outward appearance, but mindset.
Right.
Right? What's your take? Let's spin it here. What's your take on the word culture fit?
On word culture fit? So I just came from a very great Matt Alder session about, you know, skills, right? And there's the hard tangible skills, and then there's the soft skills, and culture fit can come into that. And how do you interview for that and document that and, you know,
remove
make
like
that
bias.
Numerical, right? And I think that it has to be one piece of it. You can measure it in different ways, but I think there's going to be kind of this X factor too that is intentionally not measurable. So, you know, you can, whether it's you know, tangible data or not, I think there's a lot of different factors going into culture fit, and it can't just be one thing. It can't be one metric. So
let's talk marketing. I come from the marketing background. I'm a marketer by trade. I actually consider myself a marcruiter.
I'm
a recruiter. I'm a marketer. I kind of bring it all together here. Coming into this organization, what were some of those kind of best practices that you've learned along the way to speak to this audience? I mean, what are those... Listen, we know if we're trying to sell something, we want to solve somebody's problem.
Yeah.
And we want to address their pain point. So let's a little inside baseball here, a little alpha for all those marketers in this space.
Yeah.
What's the best practice and how do we bring that to life?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think it's twofold. You were touching on it earlier about the ROI, right? So you're talking to a decision maker, you're talking to an executive. They need to know that this is going to drive return. Why should we pay for this? What's it going to do for us? It's not, HR can't just be a sunk fund of money. No. So it's demonstrating, again, the money you can save by you know, using data to decrease your cost per hire or reducing turnover, all of those things that are actually going to save you money and make you money. But then when you're talking to the actual practitioner, I have found with HireRoad, very, you know, this is as the marketing lens, trying to capture some of the customer feedback we're getting that's way more relevant to the user, which is talking to customers who are like, hey, you helped me get promoted because I used your
powerful.
Data. That's so powerful, right? To say,
well, you're changing people's lives, not just within the organization.
They're like,
but
I was able to look like an expert and you helped me get promoted with your data. That's huge. I was like, can I quote you? Can you come around
my own performance review?
Yeah, right? Big. And I think those are the kinds of things that, you know, on a marketing, that's a dream to hear.
Well, let's flip it to the cold side of the pillow here. The warm side, depending what your style is. I like the cold side.
I love the cold pillow.
What is keeping you as an organization up at night as far as reaching, speaking, and resonating with new and existing customers?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I think as the marketer coming in, I want to raise more awareness about our brand. Obviously, events like this is a great way to meet people and raise awareness. But I also think that our biggest struggle is helping people realize that they need people analytics. And it kind of goes back to that doctor analogy when everyone's saying, I'm good, I've got my data, I have an ATS, I'm great. Or I have my, you know, I've got the data. Okay, you're going to individual doctors, you're not actually seeing the full body scan, right? So I think it's sort of conveying that pain point of look at this, look what you could uncover if you could tie it all together, where people kind of are complacent and, you know.
That's tremendous. I know you're six weeks into the organization, but I assume you have a team underneath you that you manage as a people leader.
Yep.
I also assume that you've hired and interviewed folks before
your
career. What's a Kristen kind of go-to question? How do you assess, and listen, by the time someone gets to you, we're assuming that they have certain skills, certain experience, they've been there and done that. So we vetted them on the skills part, but how do you assess character, values, and if they're going to be a integral player, play nice in the sandbox, as I like to say.
I don't
want to say culture fit. We talked about that before.
Yeah, no.
But we're talking about playing well in the sandbox.
It's an interesting question. And I was actually just talking to a colleague of mine because we are doing some interviewing. And one question that we love to ask is when you don't know the answer to something, what do you do?
Powerful.
And she made a great point. She goes, if and this is her, you know, not coming directly from me, but it made me think. She said, if someone responds, I would ask someone else. She's like, we can't hire that person. I want to know that they're going to find the answer themselves. Do some Googling, right? Ask ChatGPT, but there's got to, you know, you have to be a self-starter. And I think that has been very impactful in terms of who we're looking for in a small company moving fast. You got to have that.
I'm
going
to give you an acronym because I had a post about it last week on LinkedIn. It's called FIO. Figure it out. And I think that's, when we're hiring people, when I'm interviewing for especially senior level roles, curiosity, being inquisitive, and the ability to figure it out.
Figure it out, FIO.
And I personally like to ask questions, okay, well, how did you do that?
Yes.
Right, don't tell me what you did, show me how you did it.
Right.
And that's where we want to see the difference here. So
do you ask those hard questions like, how many tennis balls fit in the bus and how did you arrive there?
So, I mean, my job as a day-to-day recruiter, like that's not what I do.
Right, but there's the how did you figure it out, right? Doesn't matter what the answer is, how did you get there?
I know my clients want to know that before I present the candidate.
Yeah, 100%.
So let's wrap it up here. What are you excited to see it transform?
There's been a lot of great sessions already. Just heard George LaRocque speak and Matt Alder, really good sessions.
Matt has been everywhere. Is there any event that Matt Alder's not at?
No, he gets, for not even living in this country, he really gets to Vegas quite a bit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's very impressive.
Well, Kristen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Where could folks learn more about what you guys do?
Yeah, I go to
Higher Road.
Yeah, go to higherroad.com.
Shocker.
Yeah, shocking, right? Higherroad.com. Yeah, people analytics is really the name of the game this year. We're very excited to talk more about it.
Awesome. Good stuff. What about yourself? Where can they connect? Where can they learn more?
Oh, Kristen Boyle on LinkedIn. That's where you can find me. I look forward to connecting with all of you. And thank you again for having me on. This is really exciting.
And everyone, check out Higher Road. Kristen, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of the conference and enjoy Las Vegas. Thank you so much.
Have a great trip in Vegas.
Awesome.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and has now taken over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's matcher.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.